I'm really quite jealous of Margie Waller's job title, which is Serendipity Director at Art on the Streets. Waller is a longtime arts advocate for Cincinnati, and though the idea of directing serendipity seems like an oxymoron, she handles the task quite skillfully. Art on the Street brings together visual artists, as well as dancers, street musicians, and other like-minded creative people to produce magnificent, spontaneous bursts of creativity and engagement in the city. I had the pleasure of meeting with Margie Waller at Park and Vine to learn more about Art on the Streets. Margie, I guess I want to start by saying you have the coolest job title I've ever seen. Serendipity Director for Art on the Streets. Thanks for joining me, Margie.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
What is Art on the Streets?
Art on the Streets started during World Choir Games, and it is a organization that promotes animating our streets and parks with performances and people creating art. During the World Choir Games, the Visitors Bureau and the people who were organizing the games really wanted to make sure that visitors to our city from all over the world got the full benefit of our wonderful arts. And they asked if we would ask street performers to get out on the streets and into the parks. During that 12 days, we had about 75 performances. And if, I don't know if you remember, but it was about 105 degrees during most of those days. So I have to give tons of credit to the artists who really showed off our vibrant community for the world. And as it turned out, people loved it. The city helped to get that started. They helped by figuring out how to print some postcards, the little bit of funding that had been set aside for the arts. The postcards tell the artists what the rules are for street performances, which are basically very simple. Don't get in the way, don't block the sidewalk, don't make too much noise, that kind of thing. And the postcards were printed and shared with artists as well as the police and merchants, and that way everybody knows of what the rules are. But basically, anybody can perform on a sidewalk or in a park. And they can actually collect tips as long as they're not, you know, sort of obnoxiously asking for tips. They can put out a hat or a bucket or something like that and collect tips. So we want to encourage as much of that as possible. And the city said, yes, that's really good for our community to have those kinds of performances. So we've been doing it ever since.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask you what sort of rules or permits or whatever are necessary to make this happen. Aside from, like you said, don't get in anyone's way, don't be too loud, are there any hard and fast rules of, you know, if you do this, you're in big trouble?
Well, let me just say, first of all, really clearly, because there is a lot of confusion about this, there are no permits required. You can even go to Fountain Square and you don't have to have a permit unless you are wanting to be, say, you know, on a particular spot at a particular time, or if somebody else has gotten a permit in advance, then they get the right to that space first. But the permits, you know, if you want one, they're actually pretty easy to get, but they're not required. If you're selling things, then you need a vendor's permit, and you can get that through the city, but most performers aren't. Other than that, we have a noise ordinance, and those rules are outlined on the card, but, you know, basically you can't use an amp. And just use good common sense. That's really all it amounts to. It's just, you know, the sidewalks are public space. So are the parks. They're there for all of us to use and enjoy. And, you know, we just want to share them. So if someone questions an artist, what I usually say is, hey, probably better to move on and then give me a call and we can talk about it. And if there's an issue, the city has been enormously helpful in straightening out questions.
You have a very unique challenge in your job description, the serendipity director. How do you direct serendipity?
That's a really very good point. Well, serendipity is really in the eyes of the beholder, right? It's the experience. And I have no research really to back this up, but it is my sense and my impression from having spent years doing this, that there is something really special about the art that you happen upon, that happens in places when you aren't expecting it, or at times you aren't expecting it, even in places where you might be. So the surprise pop-up dance that happens in the middle of the theater can be a kind of serendipitous event if you weren't expecting it. So my job is really just to encourage as much of that as possible. And the more that we explain to people what the rules are and how they can do it and encourage more of it, the more it happens. And then I get to be surprised too.
Having experienced some of these spontaneous events firsthand, it's great to see not only the performers themselves, but the way that the community then engages with them and interacts with them. There'll be performers playing music or doing some sort of dance or whatever. And then the crowd not only gathers around, but they're encouraged to become part of it as well.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing things to me is how much people really like to be co-creators. So with the artists who are performing, they're often encouraging people to do something with them to help them create the experience. I have had people come up to me after an event and say, thank you so much. I've always wanted to be surprised in that way, or I've always wanted to be part of a pop-up flash mob dance. So I know that people just absolutely love it. And even people you wouldn't expect to be willing to sort of join in, they do. It's really quite something. There's a something in all of us that really wants to be part of that.
Springtime in Cincinnati brings, hopefully, some warmer weather, which means that more people will be out on the streets, out in the public. What type of events do you think will be coming up in the near future that people could encounter?
Well, a couple things that we know will be happening. Some of them, of course, are better for you to be surprised by. But the folks at Fountain Square, who manage the programming at Fountain Square, have asked Art on the Streets to invite some of the performers to Fountain Square on Sunday afternoons from 4 to 8. We did this last summer, too, and it was one of the nicest things about the summer. The end of your weekend, sort of Sunday late afternoon, early evening, come down to Fountain Square, sit under the trees at the tables and chairs there. They have usually a vendor who's like a food truck or one of the specialized caterers serving small bites. And then they have wine tasting, and then we have music. Music and performances. And it's not quite acoustical, but almost. It's just a very beautiful, lovely setting, kind of a nice way to wind down from the weekend. So that's 4 to 8 every Sunday, June, July, and August. And then also, we're working with the organizers of Second Sunday on Main to have a special tent for street performers. Again, we did this last summer, and it was a huge hit. For that, we have slightly different kinds of performers, mainly because there's more of an opportunity to get kids and people to interact. So we have had hoopers and drummers come out, and they're one of the biggest hits. But it, again, it's amazing. Everybody will pick up a hula hoop and give it a try. And the hoopers will teach you how to do it if you don't know or if you've forgotten. But then we'll also have acoustic performers and others, and that'll be at the north end of Main Street, right at Liberty, in front of Substance and the Pop Store.
What do you think is special or unique about Cincinnati that allows for this type of spontaneity to occur?
We are very fortunate to have a great conservatory. And I think that is part of it, not all of it, but because we have, first of all, an amazing orchestra, you know, a world famous orchestra, those people who play in the orchestra teach at the conservatory. That means our conservatory is one of the best in the nation, and it pulls students from all over the country. And while they're here, many of them experiment with things like performing on the street corners in Clifton, on Clifton Plaza. You've probably seen on your way to the Esquire graders, those students performing on the corners. And Clifton merchants have encouraged that. Now we're starting to encourage those same kids to come downtown. But it's not just them. We have grads of CCM and the Art Academy who like to perform on the corners too. So I think we are a city blessed with almost more than the per capita art you would expect, because we've supported it forever from the mid-19th century when we built Music Hall and later when we built the Art Museum. And we acted like a huge city, like an East Coast city or a Chicago. But we've maintained it all, and that's what's wonderful.
For someone who may not frequent downtown or might not have encountered Art on the Streets or not known that they've encountered Art on the Streets, what's something that they might see and they could immediately recognize as, oh, that is one of your projects?
We work a lot with a group called Pones. Pones does a lot of surprise pop-up dancing. They call it Pones in Public. And they'll do something like, for example, they bring their headsets where you listen to music. So they'll put them on your head. You listen to the music and the instructions, and the instructions will be telling you to do-si-do or clap your hands or skip around. And everybody is doing the same thing. And the people who are watching are just observing this happening. And then someone will be pulled from the sort of audience, so to speak, to put their own headset on and give it a try. That would be Art on the Streets collaborating with one of our local art groups, Pones.
You also have an activity that you're calling Summer Streets. Could you tell me about that?
Art on the Streets is co-sponsoring a new event this summer called Summer Streets. Other communities have done this. They celebrate our biggest public space, and that's our streets. We actually close a street to motorized traffic and leave it open for people to come out and play. And people will be able to do things like ride a bike, skate, run, walk, but also there will be arts events at the Summer Streets events. We're doing two of these this summer, so stay tuned for locations and dates. But Art on the Streets is very excited to be a partner in this effort.
You never know where you might encounter Art on the Streets. You might catch yourself listening to a musician at Second Sunday on Main, or join in on a Fountain Square flash mob by Pones Incorporated. Or you might bang a drum with the friendly musical monsters from For Realism Tribe. In whatever form it may take, the work of Margie Waller and Art on the Streets brings more fun, more joy, and more serendipity to Cincinnati. And the entire city benefits from their work. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.